Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
22 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake Gregg, and then this one, this magnificent son of a bitch.
Born November 27th in Cameroon, West Africa, and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is a former member of the U.S. men's Paralympic soccer team, a painter and sculptor who launched a career in stand-up comedy that found him winning season 4 of Last Comic Standing. You've seen them on Mind of Mencia and Ron White's Salute to the Troops, appear on The Tonight Show, and star in his own comedy specials Sticky Change, Delete, and more. And this weekend, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Josh Blue.
Look at you, you handsome
man. Oh, man.
Look at him.
Ooh, that's better than last time.
He does.
He's it. Like a fine wine.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
That somebody drank already.
You know what you prove? Weed works. Weed
it
works,
does.
My friend.
It's a miracle drug.
You know what? I'm almost ready to believe that. I really am. Like, I wish it worked for me. I keep, and then every year I try it again, and I get too high, and I'm like, I don't really like this, man. I get the wompers, where it's like, womp, womp, womp.
Well, let's do it, man.
No. It's terrible. It's a terrible feeling for me. You're a legendary smoker. You and LeJean, like, going to the Renfest, I was like, I've never seen anybody just get down on it like that and then throw axes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get so high, people are like, how do you even do a show? I'm like, well, I don't know. I hope it comes out again.
Yeah.
My thing is, I like to make it as hard on myself as possible.
Right.
Palsy wasn't enough. Let's slow the brain down.
Right. Everything is going great for you, though, man. You're at the Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
And they got a cripple working down to the bone.
You know what? The slave drivers. Where's ADA when you need them? Where's
right,
the ADA,
right,
man? Sons of bitches. You wise. So what else is going on in your life? Tell me everything, man.
I'm still doing 200 shows a year on the road, so I'm all over the map.
200,
it's
man.
Insane, man.
You know what? It is too much work, but it's great work to have.
And it's the Lord's work.
You are doing you've always done the Lord's work. You're starting to look like the Lord these days.
Well, just what comes out.
Look at that hair and that beard. Tell me, you look a little Jesus-y.
It's the glow.
It is the glow.
Yeah, you can't see it on radio, but I got a glow.
That can't be the only time you heard the Jesus remark.
No, I actually have heard that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. One time, this was back in the day, I was on a Greyhound bus, and the guy sitting next to me every 2 minutes would be like, you look like Jesus, man. You look like Jesus. And finally I was like, if I was Jesus, don't you think I'd have fixed myself by now?
And not to mention the fact, I wouldn't be on this bus with you, you crazy son of a bitch. Yeah.
Palsy Jesus.
I feel that you just named a new special.
Yeah, Palsy Jesus.
Palsy Jesus,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, very palsy of you, Jesus. Very palsy.
Yeah, man. Well, speaking of that, I just filmed my 5th hour special.
Are you kidding? Have you named it?
Not yet.
What about Ballsy Palsy?
That's good. I was actually going to, like, we're still editing it.
Yep.
So then I'm going to do a contest online and let the fans name it.
Good. Good, man.
And then I'll give them, like, 5... you know, possible titles.
You know, you're going to have to.
And then not pick any of them.
That's right. That's exactly right, man. Well, yeah, what you do is you name it something else, but you put theirs in very small print somewhere.
Like, or.
Yeah. It's a colloquial title.
Right, exactly.
So what about your home life, man? How's everything?
Good. Kids are getting big. My boy's turning 11 next weekend, which is insane to me.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? I remember when you had the kid.
I don't, but yeah.
11. Is he still cool?
Yeah, he's a cool little kid, man. He's into Taekwondo and he's getting really good. And it's like he's doing these like snap kicks by my face, and I'm like, all right, dude, I don't think you've ever caught a straight left before.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he knows it. Like, Dad, to some, you may look like you might have a disadvantage, but I've seen you throw an axe. I've seen you throw tomatoes.
Yeah,
I've seen you do all of it.
Put him in a sleeper hold.
Sure. How's have you got the music festival up and running?
You know what? I didn't do it last year, and I'm looking into do it this year, though, again, at my property, man. Blue Rocks.
I love that. I love that.
You got to come out, man.
I would love to. Well, you know what? Maybe on the way back this year, after Sturgis, I think we're going to ride to Portland, down to San Francisco, and then back over 50, which means we're going to come pretty close.
Right, might as well.
Yeah, that'd be. You know what? Well, A-hole Bob and I, you know, he likes to smoke the smoke.
Let me know when, and we'll...
Convene?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
That'd be awesome. I'd love the idea of you living up on that mountain, man. Just the life and building out an amphitheater and putting on a music festival on your property. How many acres do you have on that mountain?
80.
That's insane.
It's like a whole mountainside.
Do you know? I mean, do you know what that costs? I guess you do. But people listening, like, you have any idea what it costs to buy a small parcel on a mountain? Because it's a mountain. You talking about 80 acres, right. Dude? God love you, man.
Well, the thing is, I bought it during a recession.
Because you're smarter than everybody else.
I stole it.
Awesome.
I guess how much I paid.
No, and don't tell me, because it bumps me out, because I have 30 I have to pay for.
You're going to be so mad.
No, I don't want to know.
Good for him. Mouth it to me.
No, how much? 80 acres. What'd you pay?
135.
I'm going to kill myself.
Well, let me watch.
I'm going to kill you, right? Let's put it in your special. I'm going to go to your mountain and jump off it.
Isn't that insane?
God, I love you. I stole it. You know what, man? Good on you, brother. I stole it. Out of all the people I know, like, you're the one I want to have that deal.
Thanks, man.
I paid more than that for 20.
Good for you, man.
Just ha-ha me.
Yeah. It just came out, man. I tried to keep it back. Try to keep it in there.
Right on the heels of, I'm so happy it's you.
I know. That's just the kind of friend I am.
But that's you know what? Man, great.
I know.
That means you're always going to have money. Always. That's great real estate. You always have it, man.
Yeah, man. And once we get this festival rolling, it's not gonna be.
Then you have to build a compound, so your kids don't ever have to really leave. They just get a few acres away, and you get them a house over there. And you put a giant fence, and it is, you know.
Get some ducks.
Absolutely, you need ducks, man.
Oh, God,
ducks are a-holes. Let me tell you something. I'm almost ashamed of myself, and I've gotten weird, man. So I got those four ducks, two girls, two boys. Oh no, it's getting weirder.
Oh man.
So I get these four ducks. My buddy drops them off in the pond when they're young. I got to figure out a way to literally get them from the pond into this building that's a solid 5 acres away. I had to build a trap ducks, pick it up with a skid steer, drive it into the building. Then every day I'd go up there, feed them and water them and change everything out. But they matured since they've been in there over the winter. So now the two male ducks, one is just beating the other's ass over the two girl ducks. Like, it's, and I'm emotionally involved in this duck daytime drama that I'm watching every day, that I bought two squirt guns and I have a certain noise I'll yell. And I've even realized I dislike one of the animals now.
Duck dinner, baby.
Oh, you ever seen ducks get after it?
It's violent.
It's a violent, horrible thing.
Yeah, when I do it to ducks, it's very violent.
Yes. Have you ever seen it, Nikki?
No.
It looks like a duck tried to drown another duck.
It's bad.
Have you ever seen a girl duck with a bald head? It's because he grabs a hold of her head with his beak and climbs up on top, and it only lasts about 30 seconds, which may be the only saving grace of that. Mm. Yeah,
you ever seen
a duck's penis?
No.
Would you want to?
No.
All right.
I know I will by the end of the morning, but no.
You, Josh?
No.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute.
Oh, great.
You'll see a duck's D before the end of this morning.
This morning gets better and better, man.
So that's what I'm saying, dude. It's getting weird in my life.
You should film it and make a show.
It's too shameful. It really is. I'm a grown man. I just wander around in the woods, drinking, talking to myself, looking at things.
That sounds like me, dude.
Yeah, we smell our own.
I know, man.
That's why I'm like 80. You have 80. I only have 30.
Yeah, dude.
I need more.
You gotta come up there and check it out, man.
Yeah, look, I'm ready to move in. Are you kidding?
Do it.
Oh, and you gotta get this hippie music festival. It's like weed and music. That's like wall to wall dirty girls ready to do dirty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've become pretty good friends with the singer from the Lumineers.
Yeah, of course.
He's out of Denver, and nice. I'm trying to get them to play up there. That would change the game.
Dude, that's real. I mean, that's real, man.
Yeah, it would really change the game.
And you get that feel, like, you know, the one, what was the big festival up in Lawrence? They moved it out to Arkansas now.
Not Wakarusa.
Wakarusa. But you start to get into that super underground, but the right people know thing.
Right.
Dude, you'll sell 20,000 tickets, man. Right. Is there enough for
room? No, there's not even room
for
that.
Can you camp?
There's limited camping, but there's, like, the community around always embraces everybody. Like, oh, yeah, put a tent on my land, you know?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's cool.
Dirty hippie drug fest would be fantastic. It's one thing I love about dirty hippie girls. They call it free love. I'm just like, you're just a slutty girl. It's true. You know what I'm talking about.
You use those ducks as bait. Some people use puppies. You walk in your duck around.
You, what's up in your love life, man?
You know, I have been dating Nicole for 3 years almost, and she's great.
Good for you,
good
man.
Lady.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good lady. It's the sweetest person I've ever been with.
It's the best.
It's kind of like I'm having trouble trusting her, and she's so nice. You're like, are you still that nice today? And she is, and I'm like, what the hell?
I know exactly what you're talking about. You're like, people aren't really like this.
Right.
And then you check them for a penis. You're like, come on, you hiding it somewhere? Right. Something's wrong here. I'm going to find something here, right?
Where is it?
Yeah. Yeah, one day she's going to get on top of you, and you're going to be like, did your balls just hit my balls?
Right.
Yeah. You got to be careful. You've checked her.
Yeah, thoroughly.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, listen, let me take a quick break. You don't have anywhere to be, right?
No. Look at me, dude. Oh, my God.
Somebody just have to do. Hey, it's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace. Mr. Josh Blue is with us today. 25 degrees in Kansas City. We're discussing weird stuff we like to do on the side. Mm-hmm. And we're kindred.
I know. It's weird, man.
Yeah.
We really are.
So he knows there's this great old abandoned house he visits. And I'm like, oh, let's talk about that. Like going and find weird, the most odd, dark, bizarre, anywhere in the world.
Yep, anywhere. I'll go find it. Because I got nothing to do during the day. So I just wander around.
Yes, yeah, right? Well, I found this late, and I was in Curacao. I found a late 1700s, what they call a land house. And it was an old, way up high on a cliff. And I started to look, and I realized as I walked around the back of this thing, and it's a giant old house on this overlooking the ocean, that if you moved a board, you could get underneath it, and there was a whole other level. So I'm just like, please don't do anything really, really bad down here.
Man.
But I couldn't not do it.
I'm always waiting to find a dead body or something, too. I'm like,
yes. That was my weird fear when I bought that 30 acres. Now it's total.
Yeah.
I was like, I know I'm going to walk around.
Every missing person.
Yeah, right. I'm like, there's going to be a weird shallow. There's going to be a weird bump in the ground. I'm like, that's probably a grave. Like something bad's going on.
Your dog's digging at it. You're like, no.
It's just brush. Run away.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who has a human skull.
Really?
That it must have been his friend's family. It has a giant farm, and they were doing some plowing, and they must have run across an Indian gravesite.
Yeah.
But I guess, and it's not very nice, but it's the truth. The farmer didn't want to tell anybody because he's like, man, they're gonna try to take the land or they'll make me not farm it, and I don't want that to happen. So he just literally collected all the skulls and put them in his barn. It was like, and just planting corn.
Hope nobody comes in and notices.
Well, and then that's how my buddy ended up with another one. I'm like, wow, cool skull, man.
All the skulls, how many did he find?
I think he found like 10.
Holy.
But that or a serial killer on the loose.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I guess he just told himself.
Since then, the barn has been real haunted.
Well, that's it. He took it home, and his wife at the time was like, no. And he's like, yeah. And it was on the mantle for like 2 years.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanksgiving was weird. Yeah.
Extra gas.
Take my land and my skull.
Which is funny because the guy I'm talking about used to run around with his wife so much, and he's of an unknown background origin. We used to call him an Ernican, but we used to refer to him as Chief Pocolatotwat.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was his thing. He would literally morph into whatever minority was attractive to the person he was looking at.
Oh, yeah.
So he'd be like, oh, yes, where's a Hawaiian? Are you looking for a Hawaiian? I saw two.
Aloha.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Come I on, can I do that.
Come on, I want to lay you. You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to frumpy fans. You like a palsy guy? I got that. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
I'm hollow. I'm hollow and shallow.
You've been mistaken for that. Who's the new actor? The guy who played Aquaman? You're very similar.
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
You have Jason Momoa. You and Jason Momoa, very similar.
Same body type.
Yeah. All right, listen, you're still into sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm not huge into it, so we have to hire a guy because I can't really speak to it very well. So let's do that.
Oh, yeah. The Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Sports in Your Shorts with Lee Blasey.
Super honky.
Getting funky now.
Super honky.
With the sports.
Super honky.
Getting funky now.
Super honky.
Ooh, Lord.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North, man. That shift into spring events happening right now. No down payment, no payment until fall. How about that? You go pick up the bike now no payment until after summer is over. All you got to do is head up to Worth Harley-Davidson right now, man. Go get yourself a brand new motorcycle. All right. Hey, Mr. Lysik.
We had to hire a guy because I'm not that far. 16 years, we had to hire a guy? That's what I get?
Well, if I would have said Leif Lysik, he may not have known you.
I still don't.
We had to hire a guy. You made it sound like, I didn't want to clean the bathroom, so I hired a guy to come in and clean the bathroom.
Listen, you, when we first met, we didn't know each other when you first got to the show.
Sensitive.
I know, man. Ease up, buddy. It's okay.
Leif needs love.
My feelings get hurt easily. I'm sorry.
No, listen, you know I love you. What do you listen?
No, I'm kidding you.
I don't believe you.
A lonely existence. He's in between gigs.
Underwear today. You got to give me a break. I changed over. If you let me have it on Wednesday, so I might be a little scrunched up today. I'm sorry.
He wears regular boxers. I go, that's kind of old man underwear. And then we talked about the whitey tighties. I'm like, that's kind of little kid underwear. So what'd you go with?
I got the boxer briefs.
Look at you. Oh, with your big boy pants on.
He's got to keep all the sports in his shorts, right?
There's a lot of sports to keep in there, too.
That's right.
It's the final three games of the Big 12 season. It's coming right down to the wire, Johnny.
I feel like you're putting those boxer briefs on. It's like watching a cat walk around with tape on its feet.
You're gonna look like a whole new man to Laura.
Yeah, a bit. I don't really fit that well into them, but they are somewhat comfortable.
I don't even know you, and it's making my stomach turn.
It'll be over in a minute. Just
I'm sure you've said that before.
Yeah. K-State and Texas Tech are tied for the conference lead. KU's just a game behind. Wildcats are home to Baylor on Saturday, while KU goes down to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State. Missouri's home to South Carolina this weekend. Royals manager Ned Yost says Alex Gordon is going to hit third to start the season. Seemed to be a good fit for him at the end of last year. Gordon's in the final year of his four-year $72 million deal. Royals beat the Padres yesterday 3-2. Bubba Starling drew a walk-off walk. He's hitting .667 with two home runs thus far in the spring. Royals are 3-3. Bryce Harper finally has his mega deal, signing with the Philadelphia Phillies. 13 years, $330 million. Sporting Kansas City gets a rare win down in Mexico. They beat Toluca 2-0. That wraps up the win in the Champions League. Sweet 16, they will play in Panama next week. A big win for Sporting KC. The NFL scouting combine going on in Indianapolis, and the biggest news thus far, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Kyler Murray is only 5 feet 10 inches and an eighth tall. He's expected to be a first-round pick and would become one of the shortest quarterbacks in history. Seattle's Russell Wilson, the only current starting quarterback, who's under 6 feet tall. But his playmaking ability has teams intrigued. Jason Witten had enough of the broadcast booth. He's returning to the field this year for the Dallas Cowboys. He played in 11 Pro Bowls in Dallas, among their greatest players ever, but announced his retirement last year to do Monday Night Football. Kyle Busch has signed a new deal with Joe Gibbs Racing, which locks him up for a reported 3 more years. NASCAR in Las Vegas this weekend. They come to Kansas Speedway May 11th. You remember Johnny Manziel? He was kicked out of the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, what did he do?
Out of the NFL.
Yeah.
He did not hold up his end of whatever bargain he had made with the Canadian Football League. I'm not sure what that was, whether it was some sort of testing or whatever happened to Johnny Manziel. But he is no longer a part of the Canadian Football League. He had already bombed out of the NFL. Now his wife is accused of cheating in a half marathon. His wife, Bree, is a fitness model. She claims to have finished the California race in under 2 hours with no training, which would be about 20 minutes faster than a average woman would run the race.
So she didn't even have the forethought to at least Google what it might take to the average run. Like, so it's somewhat believable.
So you look at her splits. So they put a computer chip on your bib now or on your running stuff and they clock you at each of the stops, right? So she was running like 14-minute miles through the first 6 miles, which is, you know, like an average pace. And then she turned on the jets over the final six miles to run 4 minutes per mile.
A 4-minute mile?
Wow. Like,
is she Somalian?
A 4-minute mile? My car barely goes 4 minute mile.
Over the last 6 miles. Now, some are speculating that she either just flat-out cheated or, in fact, there was kind of a little glitch in the race where you had to, like, double back on like, one part of it, and maybe she just kind of forgot to run that part.
Yeah, because that's a 15-mile-an-hour mile, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's booking. there are guys, I mean, like if you just ran the mile, like a four-minute mile would be great. Now, you spread that over 6 miles, it's pretty hard to keep that pace.
Yeah.
Listen, I couldn't at my best day. There's no four-minute mile in my feud ever.
No.
Seven, I can't even imagine.
No.
Can you run it in your best AT when you were at?
I think something maybe around five, that family. Six,
really? Seven, real? Yeah. That's impressive. I'm doing like a 45-minute mile.
You just said to me yesterday by the vending machines, I don't see you running.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Nikki, you're thinking you can run nowhere.
Like, no, bitch, I
ain't running. Unless the liquor store's about ready to close. You know.
It's true.
That's a four-minute mile.
Yeah.
You're breaking the four-minute barrier there. But anyway, so she was celebrating her big win, but other people maybe not quite so sure.
In 1954, somebody ran a four-minute mile at 50 Roger miles an hour. That's right. Right, Roger Bannister. Exactly right. It happened in the Iffley Road Track.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I don't believe for one second he ran a five-minute mile ever.
Five or six. I don't
know. Yeah. That's the same thing I do about my penis. How long is that?
Oh, man,
I don't know. Four or ten.
Four. I can't remember.
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. That's 22 feet per second. 1,300 feet per minute.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's moving.
Yeah. I couldn't fall off a building at that speed.
6 miles is a whole other story. Yeah. World class, Johnny. Just like you.
Yeah.
You guys have a good weekend, and I will see you on Monday. Josh, have some great shows, and we'll be listening to you.
Listen, what are you doing all weekend? Why don't you get out of your bathrobe, stop feeding the squirrels, and take your girl out?
Yeah. Hey, the bathrobe is gone. I got these new shorts. It's like I might just sit around the house in them.
Did you buy them?
Put the robe back on, please.
Did you buy them, or did Laura buy them?
I bought them, and she wanted to know what was up. I said that you were making fun of me when we last talked. That I had boxers on, and not that I want to be a weird guy, but you already know that I am somewhat. Kind of checking around the gym, it does seem that a lot of older men wear just boxers, and I don't want to fall into that demographic just yet. I'm heading there.
You're not there.
Wait, what do you wear, Johnny?
None, unless I go to the gym and then boxer briefs.
Yeah.
I really don't. But if I go to the gym, I put on boxer briefs because you know, your leg. Movement, yeah, you don't want to show the kids. You know. Mm. It's not a good look for anybody.
No.
So you got to do that. But otherwise, and funerals. I also wear underwear to funerals because I just feel weird, you know.
Sympathy boner.
No.
Never heard that.
No, it's not a real thing. It's not a real thing.
I only get them at funerals. I don't know.
You imagine that's your thing. Like you have to strap it down because the second you walk in, you see a dead person. You're like, oh my God, this thing's never going down.
Yeah, slow, sad organ music really does it for me.
Just a stone cold throbber. Just like, dang.
Yeah. In black.
Oh, yeah.
You will be missed.
Oh,
funerals. That's what gets you in there. That's great.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you have a good weekend. Every time it snows, I think of you like out at the land, like in a scene out of The Shining. Like, you know, when you first described Disgraceland, I thought it was just kind of like just a barren patch, but it looks like a beautiful plot. It's got trees and stuff, and you had a picture not too long ago when it snowed, and it reminded me
just like The Shining. When that heavy snow hit and all the trees were bent over and the paths were all covered over, because there's no flat spot on that whole land. It's all hills and valleys and rocks and trees and stuff. But when you see it, by the way, don't laugh. Don't you laugh at me.
I can't wait to see it.
Don't you, son of a bitch.
I just picture you drinking ghost cocktails.
I've been, because Josh, let me tell you about this son of a bitch. 80 acres on the side of a mountain in Colorado.
That's a nice spread.
Dude, you've ever priced mountain lots? Because I have. It's absurd. 80 acres, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with all that?
Whatever he wants.
Yeah, same thing as Johnny. Just wandering around talking to trees.
That's it.
Rolling rocks around.
You really do gotta look out for mountain lions.
Yep.
You out armed?
I got both arms, yeah. axes, you know. One of them works.
Do you shoot?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I shoot too, man. Yeah.
I
already know you shoot well, so I'm not even gonna ask. I know you.
When you look at me, you would think that guy can't shoot. I just know when to pull the trigger. That's the thing.
Listen, we were at Renfest. He and LJ from Seven Dust and I, and everybody's smoking, and I'm drinking, and we're walking around, and it's a great, beautiful day, and we go by where they're throwing the axes leaf, and I know better. I had that inkling where you go, no, don't go first. Let him go up there. And he drills it every single time. I'm like, what in the goddamn am I looking at? You know, Josh was on the Paralympic team, soccer team.
I thought he hung up.
No.
Like, I've had enough of this.
Could have been worse. He could have given you a good for you right then. Yeah, well, good for you.
Good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
Real sport.
Look at him trying and all.
Special little feller.
Well, he got that the other day at the gym. He was there. What did somebody ask you?
So I'm walking up the stairs to go to the workout area, and one of the trainer guys is standing there, and he says, "Oh, you going in for a workout?" I go, "Yeah." He said, "Good for you."
Huh. What a dick.
I'm pushing the boundary, but I didn't feel like it was in the good for you area yet.
I know.
I got to see a picture
heart.
Of this guy.
He's normal. Right, he's completely normal.
There he is.
I can see it.
He's jacking with you.
Attaboy.
Boy.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your little heart.
Good way to start the day.
Bless your feeble little body.
You need some help up the stairs?
Get the palsy guy to help him.
He just got lapped by the palsy guy.
That's not going to happen.
Listen, Lysik, you should take her out to a show this weekend with your new underwear. By the way, did she think you were cheating on her because you showed up with new underpants?
No, she just laughs. She thinks, stupid.
Doesn't think you look good?
No. I'm past that stage. I know I don't look good. I don't need anybody to lie to me.
Come on.
Yeah, dude, we all need someone to lie to us. Everybody.
I'm not going to be the guy, bro. I saw your picture, man. You are not cheating. I know that.
Oh, my God. I think you're a handsome fella, and I mean that in your... My friend.
I have plenty of options.
Her fingers are crossed.
Did you just friend zone him after you tried to? You compliment him.
I don't want
anybody
to take that. Look, run with it and twist it.
You really think that's happening?
That's why he's wearing the boxer briefs.
I love you as a friend. You're just, that's the worst thing ever. Don't say that to
me. He is a good looking, handsome man. Leif is.
Don't qualify it.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
I think I've been qualified most of my life. Thanks.
Sorry. I heard Josh say something. It wasn't clear.
Ugh. It's just how I feel.
You know what? He feels his own feelings, and we have to accept those. Leif, the squirrels like you.
The squirrels seem to like me. They like my wife better, but I've come to terms with all of that. I know my place. Once you get rid of the dreams and aspirations that you have in life, and you just kind of run down your lane, life is actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's true. My mom used to tell me, like, don't try, honey, and you'll never be disappointed.
You know, man.
Just lay down, man. Lay down and wait for the sweet arms of death to take you.
You made a career out of it, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what I feel. Suck it, Mom.
Hey, number 3 in Topeka. You can't do much better than that.
That's right.
Ooh.
On the way to number 2.
With a bullet.
That's right. Listen, you. I love you. And you should go take, once again, can I ask you why you won't take your wife to a comedy show?
Especially my show, just because I made fun of you.
I'm the guy that gets made fun of in the show. You would pick me out of a crowd without ever meeting me. And
that is not.
I don't
what
need
he does.
The show to make fun of you, dude.
That is
come on,
not what
3
he
days
does.
A week. What do I need? Yeah, I don't need to pay for that.
That is not what he does in his shows.
I know. We've got big plans. We got a basketball banquet this weekend. We got a lot of stuff to do.
I think you're lying, bro.
Freshman basketball banquet. Lord's baking brownies for it as we speak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
I wonder why I'm not married. Oh, I remember now.
It's a good life, Johnny. You ought to give it a shot.
Oh, I guess. As soon as I get tired of what's happening in mine, I promise you I'll run right over to that. Next time I wake up and think, God, I'm so sick of the age difference between me and my girlfriend. And her physical needs and, well, an open mind of new sexual things. And her kindness and her thoughtfulness and her inability to say no. As soon as that happens, I promise you, I will die inside and jump right in your club.
Lock it up.
Yep.
Lock it up.
That's right.
I'll see you this over this weekend sometime. When it snows and The Shining starts filming out there on Disgrace Land, send me a picture.
I would. You could. Okay. I'm not doing this. I'm not falling for it.
Nope.
Coogan.
Oh, just send me a picture.
I'll do. I will. Right. I love you.
With Sports My Shorts, I'm Leif Lysik, the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
We all have that friend.
Oh, yeah.
This one, who we all love. I really love. He's a wonderful guy.
Sweet guy.
Wonderful guy. He hinted around forever about going out, like going to a casino or having an afternoon, because he's in between gigs right now, so he's been hanging at the house a lot. And so we finally put it all together. This one does. And then he gets cold feet. Like, he gets scared. He's like, well, how much are we going to gamble? And I'm like,
where are we
I don't know,
go?
Until you're out of money? I'm like, I don't know what your
what
answer is.
Do?
Mine is, till the ATM won't give me anymore.
Where are you taking me? Like, yeah, what kind of seedy individuals do we look like?
I look like the kind that knows where to find the right kind of fun.
Yeah, I look like the guy that I want to hang out with.
Right?
And I said, I'll even get the Uber to swing by and get you so you don't even have to drive.
But we all have that friend. And then he's like, oh, when it snows this week, 3 times he said it. I know he was wanting me to invite him out. And then he'd immediately say no.
I love him.
I love him too. But we've all got that friend, man.
The downer friend, man.
We should just go to his house with drugs.
Let's all show up, man. Oh, that would be great.
Like, get some mushrooms, maybe some whatever. Just terrible.
We don't
toxic.
Need to get them. I have them. I brought them.
We're halfway there. Yeah.
Do you know about? We have to take a break in a minute. But do you know that new drug? What is it? So it's called. Is it PC3 or CP3? It's a new analog.
Cerebral
between,
palsy 3.
Yeah.
It's really
between
jack you
acid
up,
and ecstasy.
Really? No, yeah. I didn't hear about that.
Sorry, I feel better now. All right, because for a second I'm like, man.
You're behind the times.
Right? Man. I was like, whatever happened. I realized the other day I don't have a drug dealer.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
I'm here for you, bro.
And I love you for that. But that's a real moment in a man's life when you go, I've become enough of an adult that I don't have a dealer. There's literally no one on my phone.
You just got to start making your own on your compound.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, in this neighborhood, I don't want the meth. That's kind of, that would be the kind of thing they make here. Yeah.
Okay.
This is more meth city.
You like your teeth?
Yeah, I do. I do. And what are we, meth dependents out there, or Methlehem, we like to refer to it as.
Methlehem, that's great.
It's plus I wasn't good at school. I don't want to make anything. I just want to buy some unknown compound from a CD character, give him money, and have him go away.
Well, you know that I have my edible line, right, in Colorado.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Josh Blue's Dream.
That's great, man. Yeah. How's it selling?
Good, man. We're in over 40 stores now in Colorado, and every quarter it's growing.
And is it making real money?
Yeah, it's just doing good, man.
Too, what they refer to as like mailbox money.
Just my face on the packaging.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
That is smart. In real terms, CBD oil, and I think marijuana has some very profound qualities.
Yeah,
that really,
it's changing
that really
lives, man. It really is.
I wish I enjoyed it more. But I like my mom was sick from chemo, and she got down to 77, 76 pounds.
Oh, man.
And I was like, Mom, listen, I'm going to get some weed. So I get some weed, and I get there, and I'm like, Mom, we're going to smoke this. And she goes, I'm not doing it without your father. My father's already had an aneurysm, and he has Alzheimer's. So now I go, all right, you both are getting high. And she's like, will I get hooked? I hope so. I really hope so. I think you'd be a lot more tolerable, Mom. So she gets high and eats. She gets down on these Culver burgers. Like, I mean, like she's going to the electric chair. Like she almost ate her own fingers. And I was like, huh, this seems to have worked. And she's like.
Did she enjoy it? Like. Not just the eating part, but was it okay? Or?
Oh, yeah, no. She liked it. I was very careful. Just one little big hit. Like, that was it. And then just, like, let it just sit, Mom. And it was great. My dad, his smile never changed. He's like, touch Bond Angels on, you know?
Permagrain.
It was fantastic. It was, but it really does help people, man.
It's amazing.
It is. It's, I'm so wholeheartedly for legalizing it across the board, man.
Right.
Let me take a break and contemplate the life I've missed. I could have been with the same girl forever. Same sex, same way. What a gift to never have to worry about
sex.
Or even if you're going to have it. Yeah. Once you realize you're not, I imagine it gets pretty peaceful inside oneself.
Mm-mm.
That girl dodged a bullet.
And now the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents a male fairy tale. Once upon a time, a prince asked a beautiful princess, "Will you marry me?" The princess said no, and the prince lived happily ever after. He rode motorcycles and skinny big bra. He did. He went hunting and raced cars and went to naked bars and dated women half his age. He'd stay up all night long drinking whiskey, beer, and Captain Morgan and never got bitched at, never paid child support, and never paid alimony. He ate and cheerleaders and kept his house and his guns and never got cheated on while he was at work. And all of his friends and family thought he was the coolest guy ever. And he had tons of money in the bank and left the toilet seat up whenever he wanted. The end. This has been a male fairy tale, courtesy of the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
Yeah, Breaking Benjamin, torn in two, 25 degrees in Kansas City. It's goddamn cold, and it's getting colder, people. What's it supposed to be like Sunday?
Not good.
Good, perfect. That's the
winter weather watch.
That's good. Perfect then.
It'll be the winter watch goes into effect tomorrow afternoon, and it goes all the way through Sunday. Sunday's high is 18, and the low is -1, and they're expecting anywhere between 4 to 8 inches.
This would be the day to go.
Perfect.
No, well, I'll get the fire wrap. Flamethrowers? Yes.
Yeah, let's do this.
So I was talking to Josh, and if you're just joining the show, of course, the great Josh Blue is with us right now. You know him from everything from Sticky Change or Good Josh Bad Arm or Delete, but he's at the Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So he's a pyro.
I'm a total pyro, dude.
I'm telling you.
I'm barely keeping it in check.
You know, let me tell you, my dad was a salesman, and he spent time in Denver and Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I feel like...
We look a little bit alike.
I'm like, I feel like there may
I
be...
I wish I could just explain looking you... You.
Well, not to mention the fact that we're like...
You may want to take a swab.
Anytime a guy goes, hey, man, look at this building, which is an incredible cabin another guy built on acid, and it took him how long?
I heard a year of him, and then he lived in it for 10 years. It's 8 by 10. It's a tiny little thing.
Ornate. Every piece is carved. Everything has symbols in it, and it all locks together.
No like, nails.
All this is,
not
this
one
is
nail.
The epitome of LSD.
And
every time a guy says that, and the next response is, no kidding, show it to me. Like, yep, we smell our own. And so, yeah, he's going to come out on Sunday, and we'll shoot the flamethrower, we'll start a fire, we'll go wander about. It'll be fantastic, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah, dude, it'll be great. It's going to be cold, but I'm okay with it, as long as you're okay with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
You're from Colorado, man. I'm not going to...
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
But you ought to see what he's doing. It's 80 acres on the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. They put this beautiful flat spot they carved into the side of it with flagstone, perfect flagstone, with a giant stone stage. Everything is stone, like an amphitheater.
It's awesome, man.
Like a fireplace you could literally park a motorcycle inside of.
Everybody that's played there is like, this is the coolest stage I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the acoustics are amazing because of the rock and how narrow the valley is. It's insane.
See, that's fantastic, man.
Yeah, man.
That's how you do it. And anytime you see a bubble machine and a dude wildly gyrating, I'm like, I know that guy. I've been that guy, maybe.
Chappelle wants to do a show there.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That'd be so cool.
So, you seen it on the phone or you seen it in person?
I've shown him pictures and stuff, and I've been telling him about it. Every time I hang out, I was like, Dave,
come on.
Last time he was like, he brought it up. Like, you still got that land, man? I want to get up there.
Can you imagine? Because 80 acres, dude. Like, see, I finally hit a place in my life where I have such an appreciation for that. Like, to me, I still go out to Disgrace Land, and I'm like, I you know, you buy stuff, and as Americans do. And you just go, I really thought I wanted this. And then 2 months in or
you're
2 days
in. It's just
like,
another thing.
Right. The one thing for sure is this.
Me too, man. Yeah. My land. I'm like, I bought a piece of like a national park or something. You know what I mean? It's like there's bears and mountain lions and all kind of wildlife and stuff I never seen
before.
That
would make me nervous. Like, I don't know if you go out with protection, but I'm like, man.
I ain't worried about it. Because, you know, they say mountain lions, they'll actually, like, learn your pattern. And if any mountain lion's watching me, it's like, I cannot figure this pattern out. This dude is all over the map, man. This dude, he go over there, start a big fire, then he throws a rock, and then he blows something up, and then he chases his kids around.
Oh, that's good. God. That's fantastic. You, I get it. I wander about the land quite freely, and, there's some weird moments. I'll have to explain the creepy doll tree. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
You should
Josh
follow
Blue Comedy.
Josh Blue Comedy.
And if you're listening, let me know you follow me by following me.
No, which is always nice.
That's great.
You, Josh Blue Comedy.
It's my name and what I do.
On Instagram. You should all do it right now.
Please.
Everybody should do it. Josh Blue comedy on Instagram.
It's my make-a-wish, so please do so.
By the way, who takes your photo? Look at these photos. I'm just looking down at his... Jake prepares these packets of all of your information. You're 40, you're from Denver, Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central special, Seven More Days in the Tank, Good Josh, Bad Arm. It goes all the way through 108 Stitches to Jimmy Fallon appearances.
That was fun.
And then at the top, there's always a nice photograph, and I'm like, look at this picture of him. Nick.
That doesn't
That's
look
a
like
great
me.
Picture.
Handsome devil.
I know. I love taking pictures, man. I really do. I love like if I want to make a coffee table my headshots because I've had so many
good
cool,
ones.
Yeah, a cup table book would be so cool.
Be great. Absolutely. Heck.
I do a lot in water, like I'll be in a suit in a river.
See, I love stuff like
just
that.
Sitting in a river.
Good weirdo stuff is what you know. Oh, wait till I show you the photos we were shooting. So we were staying up at night doing paint. They call it painting with light. And you just basically have a static camera, and you take a long exposure with very little light, but you just change the position of the light on every exposure, or the type of light or the color. Right. And I was wearing a giant bloody Easter Bunny suit, and when you see these photographs we took out of Disgraced Land, you, of all the people, will go, I get that.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah, I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, it's we could do it. We can do some out there where we go.
Let's do it.
We have the whole weekend to get weird.
Let's do this.
But at nighttime, he's got to be at the Improv. Are there tickets for? Are there any nights that there are not tickets for? So you want to jump, guys. If you want to go tonight, this will be the first sellout. Tomorrow will be the second. If you can't get in on Friday or Saturday, then you got to get out on Sunday. But it's at the Improv KC up around Zona Rosa. One time, we're talking about wandering and weird stuff. He gets almost arrested because he wandered too close to the airport.
Yeah, because they have me staying at the hotel by the airport. And like I said, I love going in the woods.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a restricted area.
Yep.
And then my buddy's like, hey, do you see those cops? I was like, you mean behind us? I was like, nope. And then they ran us down and they thought we were...
How deep in the woods were you?
I mean, not too
I mean, off
deep.
The road, because it's a fairly deep... I mean, for a cop to go searching that far.
Right. And they thought, I mean, if you don't know me and you see me, I look like a tweaker for sure. And I didn't have any ID or anything, and I'm like fidgeting, and like they're trying to interrogate me, and I'm like chasing butterflies. Like, sir, pay attention.
Did you have any weed on you?
I didn't, but I was. Good. I didn't know that if my buddy had any. That's why I was being a little more cautious than usual. Neither one of us did. And then it was funny, like, he kept radioing back, like, do you have any aliases? I'm like, no, man, I'm Josh Blue, you know, and I got shows. And they the only two people in Kansas City that didn't know who I was.
Right, right.
Like, and then
you're like, you got a smartphone, man? Yeah. We can Google this out. We can solve our problem right now.
And then dispatch come back and like, do you have the comedian Josh Blue? And they're like, that's what he's saying. I'm like, let him go. What are you doing?
I don't know. He seems pretty drugged up.
Yeah, it's really, really, really moving around a lot.
Well, you were telling a story in your show. You had a blind deaf guy.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to that. I was like, does that happen a lot? Because I guess, and it seems kind of sweet. Because you know, and I guess I don't think of you as having cerebral palsy. You're Josh Blue, right?
Right.
But I can see where if somebody had a challenge,
right,
like they feel more comfortable because they know that's also part of your comedy.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have a lot of let's just say the handicapped spaces are full at my show.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of disabled folks come out, and in my humble opinion, all my fans are disabled.
Yeah. Some of the worst ones are that you can't tell. Right, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting. I've kind of become the poster child of disability, and it's cool. It's taken me a while to embrace it, actually.
I think it's great, and I'll tell you why. Because if we all have to laugh at ourselves. Sometimes we become so militant in our own situation that it's off-putting to people. And again, in the day I can't laugh myself or making booger jokes and fart jokes for a living, and I'm a high school dropout, and I'm the luckiest a-hole in the world to be here.
Right.
You know, I start taking myself a little too seriously. It's over, right?
Right.
And that's, I think, what you show people. It's okay, man. It's okay.
It is okay.
You know?
I mean, life's too short to be worrying about it.
That's right.
Like, we're all going to die.
Yeah. Right? That's it. Why worry? No one gets out alive.
Right. It's like, might as well. And don't let other people, like, determine what you're doing, you know? Like, they can't, like... I didn't even know I was disabled till other people told me that. You know?
That's it. Right. And then you get the militant guys who are like, you shouldn't joke about it. You know, and you're like, why? Right. I'm sure that you've gotten some flack over the years because that always astounds me. When a feminist tells a woman she can't be a hooker, I'm like, really? So right. you say you're a feminist and you want women to be in control of their own bodies, but the second they do that, now you're down on them.
Right. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
And I'm sure you've had one of those ultra militant groups that were, you know, for disabled people or whatever.
Well, yeah, and that's always the funny part to me is it's always like somebody that isn't disabled saying stuff as opposed to like the disabled person. It's like, I have a friend in a wheelchair and that's offensive. I'm like, well, why don't you ask your friend in the wheelchair what they think? Because I'm pretty sure I'm speaking directly to them.
Yeah. Is he a miserable C2?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's going, I don't care about that. And I just gave up.
Right.
Like my buddy Hang Loose, and the reason we call him Hang Loose, he cut his three fingers off and he was high as balls with a chop saw.
Oh,
like
man.
And so, Hang Loose.
Shaka, bro.
Shaka. And then he got ball cancer twice.
There's nothing hanging now. Huh?
No, that's a true story. Now he changed his name to Lucky. But he is one of those guys that just, I was literally with him the day he found out his second ball had to come off. We were building a deck.
Oh, man.
And I didn't know what to say, and it literally popped out. I just go, well, this is the last time you'll deal with that?
Right.
He was like, and I go, let me make it better. And I said, absolutely true. I go, I'll give you $1,000, and I'll pay for the tattoo if you'll get Yosemite Sam tattooed on your scrotum after your ball is out. And with the back off, man. I go, because it's just a mud flap for your butthole now. I go, that's all your ball sack is.
Good God, man.
And he wouldn't do it, but I really would have paid for the tattoo and given him $1,000 to let me get that tattooed on his sack. Tell me that wouldn't be great.
That would be really painful, I think.
Yeah, well, more painful than ball cancer?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I hope you never know.
I'm contemplating that. I don't.
By the way, this weekend, we have fireworks.
Hmm?
We have fireworks.
For what?
For shooting. Oh,
really?
Yes. Oh, I have a coffin full.
A coffin full?
Yes.
That is great.
Wait till you get to the land. And I literally open up a copper coffin, full size, and it's filled with fireworks.
That's great.
We're going to have a good time.
You know how to have fun, man.
Are you kidding me? We're going to go have some fun.
You know, up at the place where my land is, there's an old cemetery.
Oh, I love
like
those,
super,
man.
You know, 1800s.
Yeah.
And I talked to the guy, and I'm buying a couple plots, and I asked him if I could dig them up now and just like...
Just leave the hole?
Yeah, just have it like a tombstone that says coming soon. And I want to do like a plot cast.
Like that's live, hilarious. Yeah.
Live from the grave.
Sure.
And just invite guests down in there.
That'd be so fun. Yeah, because we'll have to build a top for it, right?
Right.
And then just have a way to just get down because it's going to be 6-8 feet deep.
Right.
You want roomy.
Right.
Oh, that could be great. You know what? I have a coffin for you.
Perfect.
I actually have two coffins.
All right. I believe you, man. I believe you.
See that scar right there? That was the 16 stitches it took. The one coffin gave me one night about 11:30 at night.
What'd you do?
Well...
You slam your hand in the lid?
Yeah, the latch got stuck in my hand.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. That's hard to explain to an ER doctor.
It is. It's like the coffin's trying to get me to come in there sooner. I want you now.
All right, listen. I know you got to get out, but tonight is going to be fantastic. Don't forget Josh Blue at the KC Improv tonight through Sunday. I can't promise anything about the Sunday evening show because Sunday we're going to get together. Unless it works out better for you tomorrow, man. But I think the snow, the fire, the fireworks, I think we can have a great time on Sunday, man.
Yeah, I'm up for whatever. Both days.
Yeah,
I'm
totally, man. Absolutely. We got to get you over to the house and let you see the weirdness.
Yeah, man, I'm down.
Because I know you have I saw a devil mask. You collect masks and weird stuff?
Yeah, I got all kinds of weird stuff.
You see? There's no doubt my dad banged your mother somehow, even though you were born in Cameroon.
Right.
even though you were born in Africa.
Yep.
But wait, what were your parents?
My dad was a teacher, professor.
And your mom's
tagging along.
Right. And how long did you live in? And I know I've asked you this before, but I don't remember the answer. How long were you in Africa?
They were there 2 years, and I happened along halfway through that.
Yeah.
But then when I was 15, we moved to Senegal for a whole year.
Wow.
Which was amazing, man.
Yeah.
Like, especially, you know, being a young pup, and I was... trying to, you know, I was kind of down about having palsy, and then I went to Africa. I was like, oh, I got nothing to complain about.
Perspective, brother. Yeah, and that's I try to tell people this all the time, man. Nobody's so different. Everybody wants clean water. They want their kids to go to school. They want them to be healthy, have food, have shelter. It's all pretty simple. Everybody's pretty much the same.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. So, well, listen, we're going to get together, but tonight is the night. Get to the KC Improv.
Yep.
I always love seeing you.
You too, brother.
Always fun. Always good, man.
Thanks having me.
The great Josh Blue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.